Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
I've got things that I supposedly ordered, and I need to know what it is.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
45236.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Becky Surge.
Okay. And then lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me?
4036 O'Leary Avenue, Apartment 4, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45236.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me 1 second while this account loads.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, I'm still here with you. It's just loading up slow, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, so do you recall going in on November 28th to enter into a drawing to win a kitchen set?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so that's where the 6732 is coming from, because it does...
I never okayed a 6732 to get, it was supposed to be like $9.99.
So, yes, ma'am, it was in those terms and conditions that customers were receiving an email with a link for a survey in exchange for completing that survey that offered a chance to enter into various prizes. And then also states that if you do not call and get it canceled within a certain amount of time frame, that it enrolls you into a monthly membership. And that's what it has stated.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that, but I need to somehow get this reversed.
Okay, so that charge, I can get this account canceled, but that charge is considered a valid charge. But what I can do is I can go in and offer a courtesy refund of that charge, 35% back to that card that it was charged to.
No, I'm going to dispute this because I didn't know all that. Because it said it was $9.99. That's the only thing I was supposed to get. And there's no way, because I've never got any products or anything.
Yes, ma'am, but it was in those terms and conditions. And also, that's fine if you go and do it through your bank. However, once they go through a dispute process, they will contact us with the investigation and to see if that valid the charge is valid. And we were sending over the terms and conditions stating where it did state that you'll be charged after a certain amount of days, and they will consider that valid. But just give me 1 second so I can get this account canceled.
Well, I don't understand why, and how come I never got the product?
Because it was, like I said, it wasn't an automatic win. It was a drawing to win. It says, congratulations, you're offered a chance to win, and then it does tell you that to pay the $5.74.
Well, basically, this is a fraud.
No, ma'am, it's not fraud because it does state it in those terms and conditions, and it does state before placing the order that it's a chance to enter it in to win.
Okay,
but I'm canceling it.
Go ahead and do that for me, please.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm talking it over with my supervisor as well regarding those charges, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did just go ahead and refund you in full. It will be back into your banking account within 3 to 5 business days. But depending on your bank,
How much did you refund me?
It's the full amount of the 6732.
And the 574?
The 574 is valid because that was to enter into that drawing. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
That's good. And how long will it take?
It will take 3 to 5 business days, but depending on your bank, it can be sooner.
Okay, I'll be looking for it. And thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.